Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
It's three agencies of government when I get there that are gone. Commerce, education, what's the third one there?
Five.
Okay. So.
Robert Scott Bell.
Are you aware of the ingredients in the vaccine?
I know there's some egg. I don't think they offered us a list of ingredients, though.
But did you know that there's mercury in that shot?
Oh, I did not.
Robert Scott Bell.
The only thing that supporters of the raw food movement are sick of is people telling them what they can or cannot put in their mouth.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
A quote-unquote miracle mineral treatment alleged to be a remedy for cancer and AIDS is at the center of a law enforcement investigation ending the removal of seven children from their home.
It has the family crying foul, telling KARK's Josh Berry only the father has taken it, and it's mostly used for purifying water for their garden, but the FDA says there are some serious health concerns.
Another seven children taken from another family in the Soviet United States of America. Welcome, my friends. The Robert Scott Bell Show kicks in the Sunday afternoon. I wish there were happier stories to cover. We've been covering medical kidnap cases, of course, in the last year because of the Justina Pelletier case out of Connecticut and Boston, Massachusetts. That started this cascade of events of uncovering the horrific state of Child Protective Services in league with government agencies other than them, the judicial branch, particularly local level, as well as the pharmaceutical medical monopoly, the industrial complex known as in hospital-type settings that want to guarantee increasing profit, and they can only do so by kidnapping children and being able to pawn off the bill on the taxpayers of any given state and on the federal level through government programs like Medicare and Medicaid. And now it's just elevated another level as seven children were taken from their family because authorities found a dietary supplement in the house. Yeah, a dietary supplement is now grounds for you losing your children. Now, this happened in what, Arkansas? This story, we've got a link up in the show. You've got to check this out.
I got to tell you, isn't it bizarre that, I mean, what's with the number seven? You notice that?
I did, because, of course, the Shores family in Arizona, we've been covering that a lot, and we've got some updates. Super Don is just digging deep on this, and we've got some medical kidnap updates with, we got special guests today, Sarah Frank and Billy Fisher. You know, if I was going to find good news in today's show, it would be our guest Paul Neeson next hour when we go raw foods. We're going to do raw foods retreat preview that I'm going to be speaking at in February, Valentine's Day weekend. That'll be a happy time. So we'll be able to uplift you momentarily. Stick with us. But this is so very important. And Super Don, you and I were talking about this, too, as we're covering and uncovering these stories and investigating further. How do we find uplifting things in stories that tend to bum you out and bring you down? But I feel like we need to cover it. If you care about kids, literally, if you care about them, you've got to realize that even though there may be good people within Child Protective Services around the country, it does not excuse those who are abducting children on behalf of the medical monopoly. And here you have the stunningest of stunning stories of the excuse being that there was a dietary supplement that the FDA did not like. Like, hey, Superon, tell me which dietary supplement does the FDA actually like? I'm still trying to find
it. You know, it's funny. They don't like dietary supplements, but they sure love the drugs. And, you know, if you try and compare, there is no comparison. The drugs will kill you.
We will. We will get to that. This is the thing called Miracle Mineral Solution. Everybody wants me to talk about MMS, and I have. I've interviewed folks over the years about it. My concern for it is not the actual substance when done right. It's pretty safe. But because you're asking people to make it in their homes, I recognize the risk associated, because I know what it takes to make things properly in a lab setting and all of the steps that need to be cared for all the way through. But that doesn't mean I would ban it or take children away from families who are attempting to do things that no drugs have been able to do. You know, I think last couple of years when we were at Autism One, some of the families that approached me and said they were having great success with MMS for their children. Now, in this case, evidently there was no use of it on children. There was no discussion of autism or vaccine damage, because this family evidently considered a prepping family. They're preppers, which could give you a clue as to what's really going on here. And if you're not sure about this story is real, we've got some more audio clips I'm going to play momentarily, but you can go to robertscottbell.com, robertscottbell.com, and link. The links are up. Just click the link. You'll go to the story, and you'll see and hear what we're about to play. Also, 866-939-2355 if you'd like to be part of the Robert Scott Bell Show this afternoon or morning if you're on the West Coast. We're glad to have you here streaming live through our syndicator, GCN, and radios all over the place, as well as naturalnewsradio.com. MMS. Is this the point of controversy, or is this was an excuse to go after a prepper family? Well, let's hear where else they go on the story. They're probably going to go to the FDA. That's my guess.
A quote-unquote miracle mineral treatment alleged to be a remedy for cancer and AIDS is at the center of a law enforcement investigation ending in the removal of seven children from their homes.
It has the family crying foul, telling KARK's Josh Berry only the father has taken it, and it's mostly used for purifying water for their garden, but the FDA says there are some serious health concerns.
All right, that I replayed that one to really set it up, okay? This is just, it's stunning to hear it, and you're thinking that somebody's making this up. No, nobody is making this up. And, of course, they went to the cancer and AIDS play, yet there is no cancer in this family. No one's claiming AIDS or curing any disease. They have it. It's a supplement, and they're using it as a purifying agent for water and for their garden, at least as the father claims. So do they go more to the FDA? Of course, the bias in the mainstream media, very evident.
The headline on this FDA flyer says it can turn into a potent bleach and cause nausea, vomiting, and even diarrhea. Now, this family, however, tells me it wasn't grounds for the way they were treated during a search Monday night that ended with their seven children being taken away.
Seven children taken from a family because the dad had this MMS supplement that you can buy. Sometimes you can buy it. Yes, it's available in certain ways as pre-made. And many people have in fact, the recipe is open source on YouTube. You can find out how to make it there. And they're worried about nausea and vomiting. But we'll get to a cross-reference as far as what the FDA should really be worrying about, but what they are absolutely not worrying about at all. How many cops do they have wielding guns to root out and find a dietary supplement?
Policeman here, over here on the side road, full of policemen.
Hal Stanley opened his door to find a warrant waiting for him and his home surrounded by state and Garland County agents.
He said, "We're here to search your house."
Hal and his wife, Michelle, were kept outside for hours while officers searched the home with their seven children inside.
Searching the home, what, for illegal contraband, stolen goods? Did they rob a bank? No, they have a dietary supplement. Why would they be targeting this family?
The Stanleys avoid most contact with the government already, homeschooling the kids, keeping to themselves, generally self-sustained, and consider themselves preppers. But they say they've never had a run-in with the law before.
Unless they stopped to buy vegetables, no. We've never had a speeding ticket.
Dude, the guy's never had a speeding ticket? But they're preppers and they homeschool. Warning to all you moms and dads out there. Are you good Bible-thumping Christians? Do you oppose abortion? Are they coming for you next? Remember the saying, they came for the gypsies. I wasn't a gypsy. I said nothing. Even if you don't like communists, they came for the communists. You didn't say anything. And who's left? Listen, we're not big fans of communism. But again, context, World War II, Nazi Germany. Are we replaying history here? Because they homeschooled, because they're preppers, because they grow their own food. They've not even had a speeding ticket. What the hell is going on? What country are we broadcasting from? What do the neighbors say?
And neighbors like Norman Bondi.
We've seen the family grow up.
Vouch for the family atmosphere.
You know, you hear the sounds of children playing and laughing, and you see them jumping on the trampoline.
But Monday night, it was a much different scene.
The whole neighborhood was aware of something going on.
Something going on. A raid. Were they even growing cannabis? As benign
as that
is. They
were jumping on the trampoline.
No.
That's illegal, isn't it?
Jumping on the trampoline, having fun. The kids were having a ball. Again, let's come back to this dietary supplement reality.
The search found bottles of MMS, a miracle mineral solution the FDA has warned about, saying it becomes a potent chemical that's used as a bleach and can cause nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, and symptoms of severe dehydration if taken. But Howland says the children haven't had any, saying he only uses it for alleged health benefits and his garden.
Saying that I was endangering them with some water purification drops.
I tell you what, if we, truth be known, if you want to talk about abuse, the parents that are giving their children over-the-counter and prescription drugs, like Abilify. You ever heard of the side effects from Abilify? This one's FDA approved.
Unusual changes in behavior or thoughts of suicide, increased risk of death or stroke, high fever, stiff muscles and confusion, uncontrollable muscle movements, decreases in white blood cells, dizziness upon standing, seizures, trouble swallowing, and impaired judgment or motor skills.
But no, they weren't looking for Abilify, right? They weren't looking for Abilify. They weren't looking for any OTC. You could kill your kid with Tylenol. No problem, you know? No problem, Mr. Monty. Why? Because it's FDA approved. We don't like MMS. We don't like preppers. We don't like homeschoolers. We've got to go in. How are we going to do this? They're not growing pot. Well, maybe they have the dietary supplement MMS. Maybe that we can... Is there any claim of kids being harmed by anything that they're using or not? No. What the hell? They made an enemy? He wasn't speeding through a school zone. Maybe they have some Enbrel.
Lower your ability to fight infections. Fatal events including infections, tuberculosis, lymphoma, other cancers, nervous system and blood disorders, and allergic reactions, persistent fever, bruising, bleeding, or paleness.
Maybe the FDA wanted them to be on Enbrel and Abilify. Yeah. Like I said, this is a new standard that has been set. How low can the bar go before the government authorities, CPS, etc., collude, come together, and take your children away? You teach them at home. You read the Bible. You believe in organic, non-GMO foods. You grow your own food. You make your own supplements. You take your own supplements. In this case, the dad says, I was using it to purify water and for the plants and just for me, not even the kids. And they'll still take them. Tell me that we live in a free country, please. 866-939-2355. We've got more medical kidnap updates you need to know to protect your family. And more after this. We'll be right back.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Rocking the health world to the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, incredible story. I've been in broadcast media since 1999 and syndicated since 2002, and I've never seen pile on pile on pile of stories that have been so horrific and so gut-wrenching and heart-wrenching as I have in the last couple of weeks. You know, on top of what, again, we mentioned with medical kidnap last year under Justina Pelletier, now Isaiah Ryder, Team Isaiah, the Shores, the seven kids taken in Arizona. We've got more updates on that, by the way. If you're just tuning in, Friday we went on the air and told you that our syndicator, GCN, was contacted by a police officer or, what was it, a sheriff, investigator? What was it that called the network?
I think it was Inspector Clouseau, wasn't it?
Inspector Clouseau. Yes. No, it was a real, from what we, at least the way it was described, and they were tracked down.
It was actually, I mean, I don't know, you know, she left her name with GCN, so I don't have a problem saying it was a detective, Olivia Calcom from the local police department there in Arizona, Avondale,
Arizona. Yeah, and they actually wanted to subpoena the interview we did with Tabitha about the case that we found out there was a medical.
How do you subpoena an interview? How would an interview show up for court? I don't know how that works.
Well, especially considering that it was widely available.
Yeah,
I was
prepared to call the detective back and say, "Hey, you know, we'd like you to hear the interview, and why don't you sign up for the newsletter while you're at it?" You know?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, but there's so much corruption happening in certain areas of CPS in certain states and regional areas that the cover-ups are very intense, and it's sort of like a really horrible movie, but predictable in many senses. That the corruption, the cover-ups, the covering for each other. And they're not liking the scrutiny of the new media here, because the old media is certainly doing a piss-poor job of covering it. And even this story we just covered about the seven children taken for the MMS I mean, where is the outrage instead of focusing on what the FDA says, like we did? Cross-reference Enbrel, for instance. Cross-reference any drug that can kill a child. And what's the charge? You have a dietary supplement in your home that the FDA doesn't like? Well,
look,
50% or more of Americans have that.
Here is what I, and I think everybody, is discovering. Once you start getting into these stories and you start looking at the details, and keep in mind, we're talking about stories that for a long time never had even a chance of getting talked about on the radio or in the newspapers because, you know, the government did such a great job of squashing these things so that they didn't see the light of day. Well, that's changing now. And in this situation, this makes as much sense as every other case where we're talking about, you know, the Shores or we're talking about the Riders. You know, it just does not make sense. And the reason it doesn't make sense is because there's lies. Mm-hmm. You know, there's manipulation going on. And if they're going to arrest somebody or take their kids because something might make the kids throw up if they drink it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that does not make sense. I'll bet you there was a bottle of Pine Sol somewhere. Maybe there was some motor oil in the garage. So should they take the kids because if they drink that, it might hurt them? No.
Well, I know. It's yeah, you get it. And way to hold back on that. It's got to be the case here where the government is so frightened of the citizenry, of the people, that now it has to attack those who are being raised outside the box, families that are not part of the medical-industrial complex. Although, the irony here is that many of these medical kidnap stories are occurring in families that do believe in modern medicine, that are taking their families, their children, to seek doctors in hospitals. Yet at this point, the doctors and hospitals are under the edict to continue to grow profits, and the only way they know to do that is more people leave them, or they plain can't afford it, and Obamacare is certainly not covering it in the way they had hoped, is to kidnap children, take them under the state possession, and then build a state or build a federal agencies based on, you know, their ability to print money ad infinitum. So, Isaiah Ryder, Team Isaiah, do we have any updates from Isaiah's mom, Michelle?
That's another one that's ongoing that we're working on. Basically, Isaiah is still with his grandparents in Illinois, but remains in state custody.
Mm-hmm.
He's currently in the care of family foster placement as well, with the parents. And basically, hey, look, there's a lot of things going on here. The grandparents have been pressured to try and think that Michelle actually did something wrong. I know we're out of time here, but this will be something ongoing. We'll probably get Michelle back on the show this coming week to give us an update on what's going on.
Yeah. Well, this has taken over the news cycle here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, and rightly so. We don't want this to happen to your kids or anybody's kids. So stick with us. We're going to talk about some strategies to unwind this mess. We've got a couple of guests after the break.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, you know, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement. Detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water, check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The power to hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
By now you've heard the news stories about police shootings turned into racially charged protests and police officers being executed in retaliation. These developments are frightening to say the least. The scary part is that now police officers feel like they have to form committees and hold public hearings just to get approval to respond to a violent crime in progress. They have to hesitate now and worry about being attacked by the media and the public just for doing their jobs. The point is, you need to be able to defend yourself, your home, business, family. Your survival depends on you now more than ever. Look, the police are being hamstrung. Anti-American forces are working to register and eventually confiscate our guns. Politics are threatening our Second Amendment and our freedom. Fight back. Get a Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. Go to 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. Look, there are no papers, no dealers, and no registration. Get your Ghost AR-15 rifle now. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com. Or call 844-2-GUNS-80 today.
Yeah?
Do you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson, and it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Are you always 5 minutes late? Maybe you're only late when you don't want to be somewhere. Then you realize you're always 5 minutes late. For work, you set 3 alarms, drag your feet in the shower, drink your coffee slowly until you're rushing out the door. 5 minutes late. It's not that you hate your job. Hate is such a strong word. You're just not that excited about it. But most people don't love what they do, right? Listen, if you're local to the Twin Cities, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable, and a whiz on the phone, you might want to join one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, GCN. Because right now, we are hiring, and we offer benefits. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, where you'll want to be 5 minutes early every day.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Yeah, on that new medical kidnap story out of Arkansas, 7 children taken. The father says our life is based on home. We have a home church. We have home birth, home school, home garden, home orchard. And, you know, why are they targeting these families for having dietary supplements? Now, moving back to Arizona and the Shores family, 7 children taken after a tragedy. A young child died while under the care of a babysitter, but no foul play has evidently been suspected. If it has, there's no charges filed for many months. The parents haven't been charged with anything, and they can't get straight answers. They're being intimidated, manipulated by CPS and the courts there. And indeed, a gag order was placed on Tabitha Shores and Jeff Shores. We got word that they were going to basically speak out, because they felt like they have to, and I understand why. As the Pelletier family found, they needed to gain the public support because this has been going on under the radar for far too long. Right now we're joined by Sarah Frank and maybe even Billy Fisher. They have a website, and they've got involved with this through, fightforlily.org. Are you with us, Sarah?
Yes, I am. Thank you for having me.
Well, thanks for all that you're doing out there and being an activist to help these families. But can you briefly describe how you became involved and aware of these outrageous acts by government agencies like CPS's?
Well, I am a marijuana activist. I am the founding director of Moms for Marijuana International. And through our organization, we get a lot of parents reaching out because CPS has become involved in their lives because of marijuana use. And then it happened to my boyfriend several years ago, or 2 years ago. We were trying to obtain custody of his daughter when she was abandoned by her mother in Spokane, Washington, and we were in Boise, Idaho. We went up to Spokane, Washington, and obtained a pickup order from a judge giving us permission to pick her up from where she was and take her to Idaho. The Spokane Police Department failed to follow that pickup order based off of hearsay and no actual evidence, and we had to go back to court to try to determine how to get custody of her. The court asked Billy if he wanted to leave her with that man, the man that she was with, who was a known pedophile, and leave her with him for 2 weeks until they could get both mom and dad in the courtroom to determine what was going on, or he could call CPS and have her picked up immediately. And for the safety of his child, Billy begged the judge to call CPS and even provided the phone number. Wow. CPS got involved, and logically, in a case like that, dad would be the next relative placement when the child has been taken from mom. However, CPS heard from mom that Billy was a medical marijuana patient in the state of Washington, and also that he had, she alleged, all sorts of domestic violence and mental instability and drug abuse, and just that he couldn't be a parent, that he was too angry to be a parent. And so CPS grabbed onto those allegations and ran with them. And the public defender just was telling Billy to do what they say. So he fired his public defender and fought the case pro se. And he kicked their butts. She returned home 1 year ago, February 7th. Okay. And the dependency was dismissed in August. And we did this because we invoked all of his constitutional rights.
Well,
and because
it seems
of this,
like, Sarah, I'm sorry. It seems like that the public defenders, as we're finding out in each and every case, mainly say do what the CPS is saying, do what the government and courts are saying, and there is no defense of these families from a public defender perspective.
Right. It's a similar problem to what happens in the criminal justice system. You know, this is a family court system, but it's the same problem with these public defenders and plea bargains.
Well,
90% of the cases in
the
United States are settled through plea bargains. So these agreements and agreed dependencies and things that are being done because of these public defenders coercing their clients rather than representing their clients, is ultimately like a plea bargain. They're agreeing to plea.
Yeah.
And instead of having their due process of, you know, a court hearing with evidence and witnesses cross-examination.
Sarah, I need to ask you, because we've got limited time, and I want to get this out. You both have been involved now helping out Tabitha and Jeff Shores, is my understanding, because of the outrage of having their 7 children removed, no charges filed. Public defenders involved, perhaps. Maybe you can catch us up to speed, because we've obviously been covering this. Tabitha was on the show last week, was interviewed by Ty Bollinger and Super Don, my producer. What's the latest there?
Well, we were contacted by Tabitha and Jeff through the Fight for Lily Foundation. We turned the fight that Billy had in Spokane into a foundation to teach other parents how to fight the court system and using their due process rights. And we came down here because the guardian ad litem in this case decided that she was going to pursue to terminate the parents' rights prior to even obtaining a dependency on the children, because the parents have contested the dependency of their children on the state of Arizona. They've said, no, our children are not dependent, so they deserve and have legal right to a trial to review the evidence, cross-examine the accusations, and have a judge determine the legitimacy of the dependency. That still has not occurred, but the guardian ad litem in this case is already pursuing to terminate the parental rights. I spoke with the ombudsman the other day, and they said this is actually quite common. And So we drove a thousand miles, 16 hours to come down here and be court support.
Sarah, please, please tell me, Sarah, what claim does the court say that the family, the children, what day, I mean, I'm just asking, after months of this, is there anything that you can point to written in the court documents say, we believe the children are in danger because of this act, this act, this act, we suspect, I just want to know because I haven't found any.
Yes, well, I did find they have their allegation. Their allegation is negligence by leaving them in the care of a babysitter who DCS says murdered the child. Now, the police department doesn't even say that this man murdered the child as of yet. They have not pressed any formal charges. And from what we have seen in the documents we have examined and the testimony we have taken from many people, there is no evidence of abuse. Like, they're saying that he hit the little girl over the head with a bottle, a beer bottle. But yet there were no lacerations on her head. There was no bruising on her head. The family fears that it was an aneurysm.
Sure, and if there is an actual allegation, the police would investigate immediately a potential murder of a child. This is not something that months later they would still scratch their heads and go, oh, I don't know.
Or failed to release autopsy report. And if it was an open homicide investigation, my question is, why did they cremate the body? What are they hiding? No. That's what I want to know. And then so the court, we went to court for court support, and the judge had heard we were coming. There was press release put out. There was petitions. They had received over 200 emails that morning from people who are upset with this case. We get into court, and the judge decides to close court. And we're trying to figure out why, and the attorney's saying, they're saying you violated a gag order. But Tabitha and Jeff had never been served with a gag order, so they did not know. But apparently DCS had retaliated against the public Facebook page and filed a gag order on December 22nd, and it was ordered, except that Tabitha and Jeff never had their due process to be heard in a court of law, and they were never even served with the gag order by their public defenders.
Yes, and we reported on that here on the Robert Scott Bell Show as well. It's blasted out. The audio interview is available through Epic Times as well. Thanks to Jerry Doyle. We talked about it on his show as well on Friday. The question, Sarah, now Tabitha and Jeff are supposedly now saying, listen, we're not going to comply with this so-called gag order, and I understand that they may want to speak today. What do you know, Sarah, about that, and should we bring them on?
That, of course, is up to the parents. They have to make that decision. They have already been charged with contempt of court for the medical kidnapping in their previous interview on this show. And so they really don't have anything to lose. They're already being charged with it for an unconstitutional gag order that they were never served on. So it is something I believe that they are going to be fighting in court, but they would have to give you more information on that. But if they've already called in, if they're already here, I guess they've already made their decision.
All right, Tabitha Shores, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Tabitha, I just want to be sure, you are at this point where you feel like you must speak out, as the Pelletier family did in that case and what has happened and transpired since then. Is there anything you want to share with the audience?
Well, pretty much like Sarah said, they petitioned this gag order supposedly on December 22nd of last year, 2014. Our public defenders never told us about this. They never allowed us to go to court. They never allowed us to due process. They never allowed us to even try fighting this on why we did what we did and everything else. They never heard nothing from us. And when they brought it out, we're like, what are you talking about? We were never told this whatsoever. You know, prior to this, supposedly, that my husband's attorney mentioned that we need to take off our Facebook, we need to take off all this stuff. But that was like him saying his opinion. So we didn't absolutely think that they were actually doing this and stuff. So then they're trying to say that we're breaking all these gag orders and stuff. And we're looking at them like, when did you give us a gag order? Because you were never told us. We were never notified. We were never served. We were never nothing. So how can they put this in play when we had no idea about this whatsoever? And that really is aggravating, you know. And then all of a sudden the judge is like saying, well, as of now, of Friday at the court hearing, that you have a gag order on you. It's like, and they're trying to tell us that we are putting our children in jeopardy. Not once have we said, oh, our kids live at this address or they're staying at this place or anything else. We have a right as parents to say our kids are doing in school. We have a right to say, you know, show pictures of our children and everything else because we are still their parents. And they have not terminated our parental rights. So it's like, that was really kind of aggravating. They're trying to tell us that we can't tell anybody when our court is or anything, so we can't have no support. My in-laws can and come to the court hearings and support us.
Like you said, I asked the question earlier in the show, what country do we live in? Are we in a Soviet a fascist society that prevents parents from defending their rights to have their children with them? This is heartbreaking in so many ways. We're praying for you as well, Tabitha and Jeff. And Sarah, did Billy want to say anything? We got not much time before break here, and we'll hold you over.
I just wanted to say that
who has been involved in the fight for Lily.org and
yes.
Helping out in this regard. What I'm going to do, because we're so close to the break, Sarah, we'll bring Billy Fisher into the conversation as well. We'll talk a little more off the air before we bring this subject up. This is something I don't want to see happen to any other families around the country. And now that they've targeted homeschool families, prepper families simply for having a dietary supplement in their home, as it just happened in Arkansas, possession of a dietary supplement now grounds to remove children from the home. This is serious, folks. Give a listen. Give us a call, 866-939-2355. You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show on GCN and naturalnewsradio.com.
Great heavens! What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including the 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
You know, CBD has been making headlines. It's changing minds as well. And the good news is hemp CBD is legal in all 50 states. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant that's making those headlines in 2014 here. Hemp is already considered a superfood by millions worldwide, including me, RSB. And it's enjoyed as a complete vegetarian protein and an ideal source of healthy omega fatty acids. Hemp Meds PX is the world's trusted CBD-rich hemp oil source. Hemp Meds PX sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. That's why they offer CBD-rich hemp oils in a variety of ways, from natural hair care and skin care to whole plant supplements and lifestyle products. Quality begins with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds PX are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from healthy hemp. There are so many different ways to enjoy CBD-rich hemp oil from Hemp Meds PX. The only question we have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
What good is a big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
On bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
I have no doubt that this kind of behavior by CPS and the court system has been going on for decades. This is not new. I recognize that. But what is new is the new media covering stories, shining a light where the lights were never shined before, and that's upsetting greatly the power structure. It's upsetting the Child Protective Services. It's upsetting the local court, municipalities, and police system that is colluding on behalf, in many cases, with the pharmaceutical industrial complex, private hospitals for profit, and beyond. We don't know all the definitive reasons that they've actually taken these seven children from the Shores family, but we can see outrage and injustice very clearly right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, and that's what we're reporting on. We've heard from Sarah Frank. Now we've got Billy Fisher on with us, also initially from fightforlily.org, helping out Tabitha and Jeff Shores. Our prayers go out to everyone here involved and affected. Billy, thanks for all that you're doing as well.
Come together on situations like this because it's our parental rights are supposed to be protected, and it was it's a natural right to have. So,
Well, to take away or to restrict parental rights, I mean, there has to be extraordinary circumstances, and it doesn't seem like that has risen to be the case. There seems to be cover-ups upon cover-ups in this case and many others. Trying to get to the bottom of it, the question is, Billy, what can my listeners do all around the world?
You know, the thing is with everybody going on the Shores page and commenting and showing your support by sharing everything that you guys see, go to the Fight for Lily Facebook pages. I mean, we're able to, post what's going on because we are here. We are there at the courthouse, when we all got escorted out because they did not like us. They knew we were coming and they got scared. So the more power we can show them of the people, standing up for this family, is what is going to change this whole thing around. So,
they don't want people showing up. They want to do this in quiet, in secrecy. And as long as you can promote this sunshine, if you will, or the transparency, it's going to be much more difficult for them to get away with these things. Do we still have Tabitha or Jeff Shores on the line with us, either of you?
Yes. They're here.
Tabitha, did you say, did Jeff want to have something to say to the audience, anything that he wanted to share?
Yeah, I just really believe, like, this is a major violation, like I said, of our constitutional rights. There are kids, you know, we're not doing anything harming them, and we just want them home. And I think with how what the tactics that they're using, they're scare tactics to prevent what's actually really going on.
Jeff, let me ask you, I know this is a bizarre question, but like the case in Arkansas with the guys, except he didn't even have a traffic ticket. Was there some kind of vendetta here? Did you contest the traffic? I mean, what is really going on in your estimation?
That's the mystery to all of us, honestly, because we just moved here, so it's like we're new members to this state, and it seems like this is how they treat their new members that move to the state.
Super, yeah, Don, do you have anything to add, because you've been following us? No, the welcoming committee has not been good. Welcome wagon, we want to send them away. Super Don, do we have the links up to all of the places we want the Robert Scott Bell Show listeners and those that listen from the Jerry Doyle Show through Natural News Radio, GCN, etc.?
Yes, I mean, listen, visit our website, the Facebook page. We'll be posting simultaneously on Epic Times as well. And stay tuned, because we'll be following and monitoring the situation and trying to play as active a role as we can in the situation, because, as he was saying, they need support. So, you know, stay tuned. We'll keep you informed.
Well, and speaking of the Constitution, the First Amendment, again, guaranteed freedom of the press. We are asking the questions. We are investigating, as I believe this is the reason there was written a First Amendment, to cover stories such as this, to limit the evildoers within government, to break up families in this way. And in this case, there wasn't no dietary supplement even involved, like the case in Arkansas, but even that's absurd. Tabitha and Jeff, God bless you. We're praying for you as well. Sarah and Billy, we appreciate all of your help. We'll obviously be staying in touch. And thank you to all of you around the world listening. The outrageous atrocities that are occurring, even if they're not happening to you, can we do something to prevent them from happening one day? Much less help those that are in dire need at this point, like the Shores family. We'll be back with more powerful healing, including answering your questions. 866-939-2355, robertscottbell.com, where the power to heal is still yours.
The Robert Scott, Bell Show.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.